This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm not sure what we're going to talk about on the program today. What's going on? Any gardening folks who can come on, get on the program, Todd, to talk a little, maybe a cooking show. Talk about something we made this week.
There's just nothing going on, is there?
No, nothing. Hi, friends. Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here, brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache, the sprayer company the other folks are talking about, because it's not just some other sprayer company. It's the best. Home of the ET Ag Center. 50,000 sprayer parts on hand in their location. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. And with the added ET Ag Center, they're offering up parts that fit every brand of sprayer. Some good bargains out there now, too. So new, used, check it out. Online at highplainsapache.com or stop and see him. Working on some maintenance things, getting some things ready to go. Once the harvest wraps up here, they can take care of you with the ET Ag Center. And, of course, also some bargains on some new iron. 1701 Eastside Court, across the road from Bonanza and Mandan, exit 60 south of Fargo Frontier, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, my friends, welcome to the program. I want to quickly say before we get into the events of the weekend politically that I had a fabulous 3 days. Thursday night, I mentioned briefly on Friday's program, I had a chance to see some of the Engelstad family and kick off the 15th anniversary celebration up at UND for the Ralph Engelstad Arena 15th anniversary celebration. It was great fun. And then, of course, Friday and Saturday night, great games. Saturday afternoon, there was an alumni game with 30 former Sioux back that was just fabulous. I posted a picture on Facebook. They led this old-timer behind the microphone to once again resurrect the, here's your University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux scoring. That whole deal.
So it was good to say that, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And it was like 20 goals scored, so it was a busy day. But we had a great time. Really was fantastic. A lot of fun, and good to see a lot of people and some nice wins and exciting. Actually, I'll be back up there this weekend for homecoming as well. So busy, busy time, busy week. Today, in fact, the inauguration of the new president at UND, who's not all that new now. I guess been in the job a couple of months, but Mark Kennedy, the inaugural today as part of the activities that are happening there. So a busy time.
Well, they want to make sure he'd stick around and then inaugurate him. Well, okay, he's been here a couple of months. He hasn't left yet, so we'll go ahead and inaugurate him now.
I think they pick it on homecoming weekend just because they know the most amount of alum will be back and kind of part of the festivities and everything.
Okay.
And yeah, it's very nice. You know, my father-in-law is retired faculty up there, Jerry Hammerleck. He was a dean of students, VP of student services for a lot of years. They're under President Tom Clifford, the legendary president, the president every other president at any institution, you know, tries to aspire to. And I was just one of the great honors of my life was being able to call Tom Clifford friend. He just is one of the best. So when there's a new president, I always have a little lump in my throat thinking about one of the great ones, for sure. Tom Clifford, very much part of the reason why Ralph Engelstad Arena is there as well, and so it'll be fun. But anyway, he and other retired faculty, my father-in-law, they get on the full regalia and the whole thing, and all the little stripes and the tassels that you and I didn't have, Todd, because we're in radio, right? So no doctorate for us. I do have a doctorate actually in radio. Yeah, for sure.
Really,
it's one of those. Yeah. No, I don't. No, who are you kidding?
Yeah.
Graduate of the College of Hard Knocks. Anyway, let's talk about what happened. I want to talk about the debate, obviously, last night. But you can't talk about the debate without talking about what happened on Friday. And when I first got the news alert that there was an audio tape of Donald Trump. Incidentally, did you notice, if you follow your breaking news alerts at all, there was a audio tape released because of WikiLeaks, not an audio tape, rather a transcript of Hillary Clinton's speeches to Wall Street donors, the ones she wouldn't release. Remember, Bernie Sanders was begging her to release those transcripts. She wouldn't do it. And WikiLeaks released the transcript. And I'll boil it down, if you haven't followed this, into basically what she said. You know, sometimes you say things privately that you can't say publicly. So, you know, you have the private way and then the public way. In other words, what she says to the public is a lie. Okay? That's what she's saying. And you found some very interesting foreign policy examples of that. So we know what we need to know. But guess what? I wasn't surprised. I was not shocked. I was not surprised. I digested that. Literally about an hour later, the Washington Post, I think it was, or some other news, I forget which news organization did it, comes out with, we have tapes of Donald Trump. Now, when I saw the thing, I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, lewd comments about women. I'm like, what? I was not surprised about that either. Were you surprised? Was anybody surprised? I'd love to know if you were surprised. I wasn't surprised. I mean, that's the world Donald Trump was in. Okay, big-time New York guy, and, you know, I mean, he's going to... going back to the whole Megyn Kelly thing or whatever, that's sort of his persona and everything else. So you have some failed character traits there in his past. Now, what I immediately thought of was, okay, that's 11 years old. That's 11 years ago. He has grandkids since then. He has a young son with his wife, Melania, now. And guess what? Here's the most important part. This is before he's a candidate for president. Now, some of you say, well, who cares about that? You know, what he said then, it doesn't matter that he was doing a different job. And yeah, it does, because I believe Donald Trump has been profoundly changed by running for president. I think there was a very superficial part of Donald Trump in a lot of his life. And he said as much about all these pastors that have been around him. I mean, I don't recall a presidential candidate ever having 1,000 pastors in a room, sitting down with them and conversing with them from hours on end. All right? And a big chunk of them have been praying with him through this whole thing. So Donald Trump's trying to get it right at 70 years of age. That's okay. It happens to a lot of people. Forgiveness is powerful. When you say, I'm sorry, I apologize, I'm not proud of myself, I'm embarrassed, and willing to take on that shame yourself as he did last night, that's powerful. Redemption is absolutely liberating. The problem is the pride that so many have doesn't allow them to ask for it, right? They don't ask, you know, what is redemption? Redemption, here's a dictionary. The action of saving or being saved from sin, error, or evil. So acknowledging, hey, bad move, dumb, shouldn't have done it. You're saying that was an error, okay? I'm being saved from that error. I'm being saved from that evil of what I did. And, you know, it's real easy for all of us to, oh, what did they do? Oh, my gosh, can you believe? Did you hear? Oh, my, I don't even believe. And 100% of people who do that have done things that would allow others to play that card. Can you believe it? Oh, I don't believe it. Oh, what did they do? So I don't really like the act of saying, you know what? Hillary Clinton, you sleep while people are being slaughtered that are public servants. And I don't hear you apologizing for that. I hear an FBI director go through a litany of things you've done that is wrong and dishonest, scummy, horrible, terrible. He believes a razor-thin margin between whether it's criminal, worthy of criminal charges or not. And I don't hear you saying what Donald Trump said. But when you do that, you sound like you're excusing your person for their person. You know? And then it's just sort of a, I know you are, but what am I? Here's what I really hope for. By the way, Donald Trump crushed it last night.
absolutely crushed it. If you watch that debate and you think Hillary Clinton won, you are a groupie. Okay? You have Hillary Clinton posters in your garage. There's no way you can think anything other than Donald Trump won. Okay? And he stabilized things from a lot of hand-wringing and mamby-pamby, mostly from people who hated him anyway. So should we be surprised when somebody that was barely supporting him anyway now supports him? And they're going to take that back? Keep it. Don't even give it to me in the first place. But look, he won. His performance was epic. He reduced her to rubble. Her actions with emails certainly trump his comments about women, and she still owns that, and he's apologized for his actions. Now, can we talk about $20 trillion in debt? Can we talk about the Supreme Court, her top three picks versus his three picks? Can we talk about the rule of ISIS and how to end it and rebuilding our military and how to use energy to lift all tides for the next 30 days? Is it possible? You got my take. I want yours. Let's go on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. S&S Motors, Inc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botno, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter, and you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks do them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. Over 26 million pieces of glass, and they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms, 701-793-0710.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
One, two, three, four.
I told you, that was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I am a person who has great respect for people, for my family, for the people of this country, and certainly I'm not proud of it, but that was something that happened. If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women. So you can say any way you want to say it, but Bill Clinton was abusive to women. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women and attacked them viciously. Four of them here tonight. One of the women, who is a wonderful woman, at 12 years old, was raped at 12. Her client, she represented, got him off, and she's seen laughing on two separate occasions, laughing at the girl who was raped. Kathy Shelton, that young woman, is here with us tonight. So, don't tell me about words. I am absolutely, I apologize for those words. But it is things that people say. But what President Clinton did, he was impeached. He lost his license to practice law. He had to pay an $850,000 fine to one of the women, Paula Jones, who's also here tonight. And I will tell you that when Hillary brings up a point like that, and she talks about words that I said 11 years ago, I think it's disgraceful, and I think she should be ashamed of herself, if you want to know the truth.
Donald Trump last night, by the way, in my mind, debating not only Hillary Clinton, but also two moderators, which was very obvious. If you timed her responses, they always went over 2 minutes. And she was not interrupted until, you know, obviously it was getting late into it, 2:20, 2:30. Her first answer on, this issue, 2 minutes and 48 seconds without interruption in what's supposed to be 2 minutes. And Martha Raddatz was, crazy. Emailer here says, why is no one bringing up the fact that comments that Trump made are supposed to be off the record? The journalist should be fired, not just taken off the program for a short while. The journalist should be shamed out of journalism. Yeah, interesting point. But those are rules for, people that don't have an R behind their name, I guess. What did you think of the debate? What did you think of what you heard about Donald Trump? Does it change your mind in any way? Were you surprised by it? And what should Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton do for the next 30 days? Those are some questions I'd love to hear from you. We do have Stephen Moore joining us later on, actually a little later on this hour, as a matter of fact. So I hope we talk about Steve Moore's advice to Donald Trump on a plan that will get this economy going again. I hope we talk about what energy could do for the economy. All things that he's great talking about. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. That number again, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. Go ahead and roll that next call, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Scott. This is Marlene from Grand Forks. And as far as I'm concerned, Trump won that debate last night. And this is all I can say. He said these foul things 11 years ago. And I know there's a lot of people that go to work and they swear like a bunch of troopers, and then they come home and with their families and they're, gee, just as nice as pie. Like, never a foul word ever came out of their mouth. And not only that, I don't think I want to see that creepy husband of hers creeping around the hallways looking for interns and using whatever against them. I think we've had it. You talk about trash. That is really down the bottom of the barrel. And if you want him creeping around the White House again, still looking for more interns, then have at it. That's my comment. Thanks. Bye.
Interesting. And by the way, I would love to hear the comments of women on this whole issue more than men, because I don't know that we're equipped to understand when you hear it what it means to you and whether it matters. So, Marlene, thank you. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550. Bob, up in Grafton, North Dakota, where they've had a lot of rain. What's on your mind, Bob?
Hi, Scott. Morning, guys. Yeah, I just, I saw the election last night, and I was, compared to the first election, I was greatly impressed with Mr. Trump's performance. I thought he had a lot of substantive issues, and, he didn't back down on some things. And I thought that, like you did earlier, I thought the greatest line was, about him running the justice system, and because he said, because you'd be in jail. But the reason I called really quick here, are you going to do, hopefully, like you did, it was a 2012 election, where you broke down and went over the different measures that are going to be on the ballot this year like you did back then. That was really awesome. You really helped a lot of us understand what the different ballot measures were meaning. You're going to do that again this year, I hope?
I am. Thank you for asking, Bob. We are doing that. Actually planning an event where we will invite folks on each side of the issues to come in, and then we'll give you a resource not only on the show here but also off the air where you can hear a little more detail on those. So, yes, we are, and looking forward to it. Thank you, sir. Scott in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
How are you doing today, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. Doesn't do me a dang bit of good anyways.
Go ahead.
Do you believe in the philosophy of supporting the troops?
Say that one more time.
Do you believe in the saying, you know, we support the troops, the American troops?
Of course. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. We all should. Now, here's the thing. We look at what Mr. Trump has said, and we think, oh, this is abhorrent. He should never say something like this. Have you ever spent time in an infantry platoon? Have you ever seen the way we talk? This is nothing.
Yeah.
If we're going to sit there and say we're going to support the troops, and then we're going to sit there and hold up a different standard to Mr. Trump, I mean, a lot of people are going to say, well, a lot of the grunts I served with and myself, we're probably not running for president, and that's true. However, last time I checked, Mr. Trump is also now trying to jockey in for statehood. So why is this such an issue?
It's an issue because right now the Clinton campaign believes that Donald Trump's standing with women, it needs to be reduced to rubble so she can win. She is a wildly unpopular candidate, but he is struggling with women right now. So the more they can, go to, as they say, suburban, white, educated women, that's their code. They're just trying to bring him down as much as possible with women. So this was, first of all, this came an hour after the transcripts are released of her saying, you need to do one thing in public and another thing in private. Now, that's a headline, ladies and gentlemen. That tells me everything I need to know about the character of one Hillary Rodham Clinton, okay? Now, the fact that Donald Trump used these words, first of all, didn't surprise me because I think he comes out of that world, okay? And as you say, it is done in many, many circles, and that's fine. But it's designed specifically to harm him with the votes of women voters, which is why I said I really want to hear from women today to find out if it's if that works. But so that's what it's about, Scott. But you raise a good point. I think the vast majority of people are going to see it as you do. The question is, swing voters, undecided voters that are women, what do they think? Sharon, how's this playing in Emmons County where you are?
Most of the women that I know are voters. They support Trump. There's a few that don't, but we just consider them kind of crazy.
Well, I want to hear what you've heard since Friday, if that's changed at all. But we need to do the rest of our conversation after a short break. So stay tuned. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, more of your take on last night's debate and the state of this race. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi there, it's Scott Hanlon from What's on Your Mind. In a moment, I'm going to give you my telephone number and my email address because I'd love to meet with you if we can help build your business. This radio program, What's on Your Mind, is on four radio stations every single day, every weekday. K-Fire 550, in fact, 4 hours every day on K-Fire. AM 1100, The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 radio, booming to the Bakken. Those four radio stations every single day. Right here with What's on Your Mind. We can help you get your message out. Do you have an event coming up that needs some attention, needs some promotion? Does your business need better branding? Want somebody to tell your story? Call me. I'd love to meet with you. Here's that number, 855-200-1776. Extension 3, leave a message for Marie. She'll schedule an appointment. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, scott@flagfamily.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You talk about friend, go back and take a look at those commercials. A race where you lost, fair and square, unlike the Bernie Sanders race where you won, but not fair and square, in my opinion. And all you have to do is take a look at WikiLeaks and just see what they said about Bernie Sanders and see what Deborah Wasserman Schultz had in mind. Because Bernie Sanders, between superdelegates and Deborah Wasserman Schultz, he never had a chance. And I was so surprised to see him sign on with the devil. But when you talk about apology, I think the one that you should really be apologizing for and the thing that you should be apologizing for are the 33,000 emails that you deleted and that you acid washed. And then the two boxes of emails and other things last week that were taken from an office and are now missing. And I'll tell you what, I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it, and I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my Attorney General to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak. The people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been... their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done. And it's a disgrace. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Secretary Clinton, I want to follow up on that. I'm going to let you talk about email.
Because everything he just said is absolutely false, but I'm not surprised.
Really?
In the first debate,
and
in
the really,
first
the
debate,
audience needs to
I
calm
told
down
people
here.
That it would be impossible to be fact-checking Donald all the time. I'd never get to talk about anything I want to do and how we're going to really make lives better for people. So, once again, go to HillaryClinton.com. We have literally Trump. You can fact check him in real time. Last time at the first debate, we had millions of people fact checking. So I expect we'll have millions more fact checking because, you know, it is it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
And the crowd went nuts on that line because you'd be in jail, as you heard them do. Here is a comment from a caller that came in off the break, and we'll get back to Sharon in Emmons County here. Roll that one.
Kevin from Cavalier. I just watched some clips of the debate and stuff, but the WikiLeaks comments on her speeches to Wall Street. You know, she said that you got to have a private life and a public life. She sure lives it. That's why her, that's what she believes in. That's why the emails are put on a private server. Because you don't want, they want to hide your private life away from the public. Just an observation. Thank you.
What's your take, folks? 800-228-0550. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Sharon, back with you in Emmons County. So, what'd you think?
Well, I didn't get a chance to see the debate last night, but I've been hearing a lot about it, and I think he did a lot of damage to her. I hope he did. But as far as his comments, the locker room comments, like I said, I've lived in a male-oriented environment my whole life. I'm not offended by what he said. I've heard worse from women about men. So any woman that's offended by it, either she's not ever worked with men, or she's taking it, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, interesting, Sharon. Thank you very much. By the way, I noticed Hillary Clinton tend to elevate it last night to sexual assault. What Donald Trump said was talk, right? I mean, it was repulsive. It was juvenile. It was, you know, clearly trying to one up Billy Bush and play a game that happens in debates, you know, every other day. I get that, but you know, locker room banter back and forth all the time. But it was not assault. It was not that, which is why I thought Trump was right to bring those other women there, because the media ignores that. I mean, they're acting as though he has committed the mother of all offenses here with his words, and they ignore these accusations of, you know, these women telling their stories about Bill Clinton and their stories of how Hillary Clinton shamed them, told them to be silent. That's news, too. Teresa Bismarck, what's on your mind? Teresa, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am. I just wanted to make a comment. Being a woman, I think we realize that most men, when they're with men, will say those type of things. And to me, I think he hasn't committed a crime. He hasn't been investigated by the FBI. He hasn't covered things up, and he hasn't lied to us to our face. So I think basically that's all he needed to say is that, look at what I've said, which are words, and look at what she has done, which are not just words.
Do women talk like that? You know, is there a locker room version of women chatter?
Yes, I would say probably not as raunchy as men, but yes, of course. We're human beings.
Yeah.
You know that happens.
Right. Teresa, thank you for that. Joshua says, anyone who says they can't support Trump because of what he said should be reminded of John 8:7. We all say and do things we regret. I think the key word there is regret. Is there regret? Is there remorse? Is there, hey, I'm sorry? Is, you know, Ben Carson was one of my early picks for president. I love the man. I mean, you know, he was different in a way that Donald Trump is different, just without the sort of bravado and the energy, right? But what he says is just unbelievable. And Donald Trump was in Fargo, I guess, for the Republican convention. And I had a chance to sit down with him for about a half hour off the air and about a half hour on the air. And off the air, he was talking a little bit about this on the air, too. But off the air, he spent a lot of time talking about how Donald Trump is a sponge when it comes to matters of faith. That he is what he described him as a newbie Christian. And really early in his journey. And wanting to get it right and wanting to learn. And that coupled with being out amongst the people and seeing how people are fed up with their leaders means he is not the man today that he was 11 years ago. But Hillary Clinton and company are never going to let you think that. I get that. Meanwhile, I see no remorse from them, none. I don't see a human moment from Hillary Clinton. Look, I want to at least be able to respect the Democratic candidate for president. How can you? It's about sheer power, you know, which is one of the reasons that, I mean, people were cheering last night, online and off, in front of TV sets, unlike anything they'd ever done in their lives about a political event, because finally somebody was saying what everybody thinks about Hillary Clinton to her face. That's why I say it was epic. Marlene, Lake Park, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I've listened to you, Scott, from the very beginning, your first program. When you went off the air, I missed you terribly. And I was so hoping this morning that I could tune in and I could listen to a point of view that at least began to sympathize with what I sense. I am so disgusted with the Republican point of view here that he is the best candidate. He is the best candidate of these two, and trying to overlook the character that he's revealed to us. You know, when he did his famous locker room talk, now it's become famous, he was married and he was in his 50s. He's made fun of fat women since that time. When did that happen? That was recent. I don't believe he apologized. I believe he tries to justify what he's done. I'm sorry. I think he's a nasty, immoral man. And I've been a Republican. I voted Republican almost my whole life, and I'm in my 70s. I will never vote for him. His running mate will not even try to vindicate his statements. I don't believe that I can close my eyes or my ears to this man's character. He's revealed.
Well, no. I haven't heard anybody defend his comments. I hear the fact that they recognize the fact that he's sorry for his comments. I mean, that's what his running mate did.
But I believe people trying to justify his comments, and that's not just you, but people are saying we all make mistakes.
I hope you don't hear me saying he was fine to say it. I think what I said first and foremost at the beginning of this program is that forgiveness is powerful, redemption is liberating, and he asked for forgiveness. Did you not hear that, Marlene?
Yes, I did, and I totally agree with you on that. I believe forgiveness is the most powerful tool we've got as people to forgive one another and realize that we're human. But this man is going to represent me. He's going to represent me as my president. He's going to represent my country. And I believe that his character that he's revealed through the whole campaign, actually, does not reveal the world leader that I want to represent my country, my America.
Sure.
I have a gut feeling that we're in for difficulty if he is president. I'm going to write in my candidate of choice as I vote. For a while, I've been saying, I'm not even going to vote for president. I've changed my mind. I'm going to write in my candidate, and I have a tremendous respect for Donald Trump's vice president. I thought he did a tremendous job when he was debating.
I'd vote for Trump then, because you'll have Mike Pence as president at some point. If you like Mike Pence. But I respect your opinion. Glad you called, and glad it's different than mine. And I think, again, you obviously have not supported Trump anywhere along the path, so you certainly wouldn't now. And I can understand where you'd maybe want some others to not support him anymore. But, basically the people that are jumping up and down and not taking his word and an apology, asking for forgiveness, saying he was embarrassed as, a recognition that he had done wrong here are still not going to like him, right? Absolutely. Let's see here. Melissa from Underwood, Minnesota texts, hi guys. As a woman, about what Trump said, disappointed? Yes. Surprised? No. But I'm still voting for Trump. Interesting take from all of you today. How about Pat Manda, and what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on, of course, what's been going on with Trump here and say that, no, I've never supported him and I couldn't support him. But nothing that Hillary has ever said has caused me to not support him. He has revealed no character whatsoever as far as I'm concerned. And I think this is just an example again of his lack of moral character.
All right, Pat, we'll leave it there. Appreciate the call. Thank you. All opinions welcome, folks, on What's on Your Mind. Let us have it.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA helps you feel better, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's oil fields, giving you choice at the pump. You decide what's best for you. And PetroServe USA is home to great specials all day, every day, at all of their locations. Like the 4-for-4 special. It's the best. A hot stuffed personal pan pizza, two cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce drink,
four items, $4, all day, every day. All month long, save on Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on white or oven-roasted turkey and cheese sandwiches on wheat for just $2.29. Hershey Standard Candy Bars, 59 cents each. World's Kitchen Jerky, it's great. A 10-ounce bag's only $8.99. Old Dutch Family Pack of Chips, $1.99. Those deals and many more, plus register for the $50,000 giveaway. New winners every week at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl and Scott Hannon discussing the importance of knowing CPR and how to use an AED.
About 326,000 people experience a cardiac arrest outside of the hospital. It's more than 1,000 per day. And on average, about 90% of them don't make it.
Why don't they make it?
Because no one is performing CPR and no one knows how to use the AED.
So, you know, if you take the survival rate from 10% to 20%, just by more of us getting CPR training and getting serious about this, you save more than 50,000 people every year by your numbers. I mean, this isn't a really heavy lift to save a lot of people.
To learn how you can prepare to save someone's life using CPR or an AED, go to www.ndsc.org and click on First Aid. For available training in your area, visit our training registration page.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
We should demand that Donald release all of his tax returns so that people can see what are the entanglements and the financial relationships
we're going to get to that later.
That he has
Secretary
with
Clinton,
Russians
you're
and
out of time.
Powers.
Well, I think I should be sure because it's so ridiculous. Look, now she's blaming. She got caught in a total lie. Her papers went out to all her friends at the banks, Goldman Sachs, and everybody else. And she said things, WikiLeaks, that just came out. And she lied. Now she's blaming the lie on the late, great Abraham Lincoln. That's one that I have. Okay, Honest Abe. Honest Abe never lied. That's the good thing. That's the big difference between Abraham Lincoln and you.
Was that
wow.
Good? And I'm telling you, the place exploded. It absolutely exploded. It was just unbelievable. That's the difference. And you. And looked right at her. It was just, oh, my gosh. You can't even believe it. One of the many reasons, she crushed it. Absolutely epic performance. Now, some of our texters aren't buying this the bit that that he crushed it, rather, and epic performance, including, where's Adam here? No, Trump did not crush it last night, Scott. They were both weak and meandering. He may have edged her 51-49, but it was no resounding defeat. He is falling behind, and his unpreparedness is becoming a large liability, says Adam. Tell me if you agree or disagree with that. I don't know. Here's somebody else like the Abe Lincoln line. Roll that call that came in during the break, Todd.
I couldn't believe when Hillary compared herself to Abraham Lincoln. Oh, what a joke. Sounded like they messed with Donald's mic, too, again.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a lot of that. You know, his breathing.
He needs to pull the mic away from himself when he has to do that. Because, yeah, it seems like there's more compression on his mic than hers.
It does, yeah. It just they're not set up the same as the only thing. Because you don't hear her breathing, and I don't notice that they're that far apart. So a lot of text here. Let me get to a few others. Trump said his Supreme Court nominees would be constitutionalists and support the Bill of Rights. Hillary didn't mention the Constitution or the Bill of Rights when she was talking about her nominees, and that's because neither she nor any of her nominees believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Another texter says, hey, could you guys go over the measure ballot list? Love the show. Thank you, Tyler from Minot. We are. In fact, we're going to take a whole show and do that before the election, so trust us, and we'll give you lots of notice, okay? Another texter, what are you watching, the same debate? Trump did not crash it. I think they meant crush it. He barely survived it. The only reason they let Clinton go on longer because she had specifics if she was describing. All Trump did was come back to the same talking points with very vague and broad ideas. Morley Schaefer says something of the best when he says the debate was something out of a banana republic, not the United States. You know, Morley Schaefer is of the media elite ilk, okay? His idea of a debate is when a bunch of Democrats and liberals all get together and command 99% of the time, and some token Republican takes 1%. So, you know, if your guide is Morley Schaefer on commentary for the debate, you and I are never going to agree. But it doesn't make your opinion wrong. I appreciate the call. Hillary made the comment that we are 100% energy independent. That's absolutely false. We're still buying oil from countries that would love nothing more than to wipe the U.S. off the map. Incredible. Roll that other call, Todd, that we didn't get to from earlier. We have time for it here.
My wife was talking about that role that people called Trump and women and whatever. My wife was talking about that yesterday, and she told me that she can't figure out why these people are getting so bent out of shape over it. She said, if some of these people go out, when a bunch of women get together and go out to the bar and have a few drinks, that was nothing compared to what they talk about when they go out. So she can't figure out what everybody's getting so worked up about it for. And anybody that says that they've never thought anything like that or said something like that at one time or another in their life is most likely a liar. Just want everybody's assholes talking or said and stuff like that. Anyway, if my wife isn't offended and she says that they stay worse when they burn her friends who are off, well, I'm guessing a lot of women are the same way.
All right. You think that guy's calling from like a paint booth in a body shop or something? I don't know. another call. Go ahead and roll this one, Todd.
Lauren, I just called in. I've been listening to your show and listening to some of these people calling in, these holier than thou's, and Donald ain't got no moral character and all that good stuff. Well, you know, is it right what he said? No, it's not. But you know what? That happens all the time, constantly. I'm an old Navy guy, and you should have heard the way that these women in the Navy talk. They put men to shame. I was embarrassed at what they were saying, and nothing embarrasses me. But, you know, it's like, come on, people, really? Is that all you say is, oh, he ain't got the moral character? And Clinton does have the moral character? My gosh, people, Bill Clinton is the biggest predator out there. He's groped, he's fondled, he's raped. But yet Donald doesn't have any character because of something he said.
All right, got it. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Brought to you today by MyPillow. The 4-for-1 deal is on. Save big, folks. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What'sOnYourMindRadio.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.